Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Dome brought to you by the B Team. And we hope everybody is doing good
and enjoying your Tuesday full of college basketball.
What? So, anyway, no. You shut up.
Hey,
we don't start with college basketball, even though there is a lot of it on right now. We hope everybody's been doing good. And fuck whatever he was about to say about college basketball. We've had a lot happen in 3 weeks. Life, sports, everything. It's been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't just rattle off college basketball willy-nilly like that, man.
All I was doing was just saying
mm-hmm.
that I hope you're enjoying your Tuesday
mm-hmm.
watching college basketball. Because
right.
that's all that's going on right now.
Well, there's tennis.
And if you
there's tennis.
Don't like
there's,
that.
You can watch Kobe's last game.
Hey, well.
Because that's on.
You know.
That's on.
It's on.
We're not going to talk about that right now either. But we hope everybody's been doing good. We love you. We miss you. And we have a lot to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, second highest pay-per-view ever. Behind Khabib and Conor was Conor and Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And did not go exactly how we thought it would
yeah,
go.
Yeah, didn't go. Got his ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah. Cowboy no, yeah. I mean, yeah. Cowboy got his ass beat.
For the listeners.
I believe he broke his nose.
Yeah, and yeah. orbital bone.
Yeah. He got fucked up.
Well, Conor broke his nose and orbital bone with the shoulders.
Yeah.
And then the leg kick helped the orbital.
No, I thought Cowboy just broke his orbital bone sneezing right before the fight or something.
No, I think it was his baby. I think his baby hit him and broke his orbital bone.
Yeah. Well,
you got to mean right.
Like father, like son.
Hey, I tell you. As long as he doesn't use it on mom like his dad. No, it was cool. And then we had a fight night this past weekend as well. You know, not near as cool. But
still
it was
cool. You had Junior Dos Santos and Curtis Blades. So.
Right. That was a good fight.
It was a good fight.
Good fight. It went exactly how you thought it would go.
Yeah, and then, you know, Junior Dos Santos had a little inflating pec shoulder
that
deal
was crazy.
Action going on.
That was,
yeah,
it looked like a softball was in his shoulder.
It looked like a pacemaker.
Was
it
in
was
his
growing.
Shoulder.
It was growing.
As you saw it.
As the judges were reading the scorecard.
Like the thing out of like Men in Black Jeeps, like his head, like it grows back.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that on his shoulder.
Comes out.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of good UFC stuff happening in the past month. There's a lot of good shit coming up, too, with Dominic Reyes and John Jones
mm-hmm.
in the next main event. That will be incredible.
Incredible?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Really, the only thing we can say about that is how incredible it's going to be. Conor fucked them up really bad, and I didn't expect it to go 40 seconds. I thought it was going to be a dogfight. I thought Cowboy was going to be ready for more than that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But he wasn't, obviously. Conor just came at him and mauled him like a lion.
He mauled him like a steak.
It was fucked. It hurt my feelings, if
yeah,
I'm being honest with you. I didn't like it one bit, how it made me feel as a person. And I lost money.
Watching Cowboy, it's kind of like watching one of your uncles fighting. Like, oh, it's my uncle, Cerrone.
Well, no, you call him Donald, first off. Uncle Donald.
Oh, it's my Uncle Cerrone.
No, you can't say that when you're young. You just say Donald.
No, that's how I call him now.
You
now that I'm a little older.
You can't just say Cerrone. I don't even know if that's how you say it. Cerrone? A lot of people say
I like
Cerrone. Why?
Because it kind of sounds like
Italian?
A pasta. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
hey, can
not...
Can I get a little Cerrone with an extra Cerrone sauce?
But it's not the same. Anyway, that's not how you say it. But, you know, we'll let you
tomato,
do your
tomato.
Thing. No, we'll just let you do your
potato,
thing. We're going to let
potato,
you walk
potato.
In your own lane. Like the kids in elementary school when they were like, they're special. But, you know, we let them.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Is that you?
It's us. But more so you right now. Cerrone. Can I have a large order of Cerrone, please?
Can I get an extra Cerrone sauce? For my cowboy dinner?
For my keck? So what is the most exciting fight that you are looking forward to seeing?
Without a doubt, John Jones and Reyes.
Mm, default. Nice. Yes, that is obvious, the fight that everybody is waiting to see. I think Dominic can beat him. I don't know if he will, but I think he I think this is the guy that can beat John Jones more than anybody else that he's fought besides Gustafsson.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I've always been the guy that's when I see somebody that's about to fight John Jones, it looks like Reyes. I'm like, you know, this is it. He's going to lose. But then that happens a lot, I feel like. Well, yeah, you had DC was supposed to take him out. You had Anthony Rumble Johnson was supposed to take him out. He
didn't. First off, nobody ever thought DC – well, I never thought any of those guys, and especially not Rumble Johnson.
There was a time. There was a second.
Fraud. Never, for me.
No, he beat the shit out of DC.
No,
that's when everybody was like,
oh, shit.
Yeah,
but DC's a fraud, too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's just why.
He's fat, and he has a puncher's chance, just like everybody else. He's gotten lucky several times. He can wrestle, sure. But he's a fat guy.
He's strong as an ox.
Yeah, you're fat and you wrestle. You have one job. You got to be strong. You're not quick. You're not anything else. You got to be something.
I mean, he's not big Roy Nelson fat. He's not big country fat.
Okay, but he has been.
He's husky.
He doesn't fight that way, but he couldn't lose the weight right now if he tried.
No.
There's no way. And I don't think he wants to. I don't think he'll ever fight again professionally. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Now, if you want, you can talk about basketball.
Well, the great and powerful Zion Williams. Zion Williamson. He's got 58 points on the season. He is currently 698th overall in points. Right behind Kareem and Karl Malone.
Three games.
I know. I'm just fucking around. I want to talk about the Super Bowl because that is – the only thing that matters right now.
It's Super Bowl week.
It's Super Bowl 54, ladies and gentlemen. And
54?
It's 54.
Is that the number this year?
Super Bowl 54.
It's the Brian Urlacher year?
It's Brian Urlacher year.
With hair?
Mm-hmm. It sure is. And
so what are your predictions, Dick Lick?
I mean, I'm going with the better quarterbacks. I'm going with the Chiefs. But I got some fun factual evidence here.
Mm-hmm.
First time these two teams have met in the Super Bowl. Chiefs, this is the first time they've been in a Super Bowl since January 11th, 1970, when they beat the Vikings. 49ers, this is their seventh appearance. They went 5-0 in Super Bowls from 1981 to 1994 and losing the 6 to the Ravens.
Yes.
Let's see. This is the 11th.
Hell yeah.
This is the 11th.
Hell yeah.
This is the 11th Super Bowl.
I'm getting fired up
in the city of Miami. Okay.
This is the third?
It's 11th.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. That's the number one city to host Super Bowls. Who's the second? Guess.
New Orleans.
Yes. How many?
6.
10.
Fuck.
Yeah. All right. Andy Reid will be the 24th head coach to make his second Super Bowl appearance.
Ooh.
Huh. Shanahan, however, popping his cherry, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. him and his dad are the first father-son duo to ever
Tag
make it to the Super
team.
Bowl. That's kind of cool.
Can we call it a co-ed? Yeah, I know. This is cool. This is cool because it's like,
that's
it's like
cool.
The Harbaugh brothers.
It is.
You remember when that happened?
Yeah.
That was great.
That was their last loss.
Minus Colin Kaepernick fucking the whole thing up. Joke.
Don't buy Nike. I mean, you know. Fuck it.
Stocks rise.
And this is kind of cool.
Stocks rise when you kneel. Ask Nike.
Ask Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Well.
They drop. It just depends on what the reasons for is what we're coming to find out.
Yes.
49ers are the third team in NFL history to reach the Super Bowl after winning four or fewer games in the season before they went 4-12 last year and were third in the NFC West. So that's crazy. I wonder if they'll be the first to win.
It's a hell of a stat.
It's a hell of a stat there. Brought to you by the stats.
B-team stats.
Brought to you by the stats. Talk to you about the bullshit. Hunter, what is your? Give me a final score predictor on the Super Bowl.
I feel like there's a lot more we should talk about before we just start jumping to final score predictions.
Well, you know, I mean, we can. Why we would back it up?
Okay. I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh man, this is gonna be the highest scoring Super Bowl ever.
I don't think so at all.
I think it's gonna be like 20. I want to say like 28, like 25 Chiefs.
I kind of have a weird feeling it's going to be surprisingly low scoring just because the 49ers have a great defense. The Chiefs have a pretty good defense.
28-25, that's enough. That's like low scoring for them.
Yeah, especially Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. And who knows? I think the Chiefs win either way. But, I mean, the Chiefs might win like 41-21. 41-14. I don't know. I don't think Frank Taylor's scary, one. And two, I don't think the 49ers will let them do that. But, you know, I didn't think the Super Bowl was going to be a 10-13 last year.
Yeah, me either.
Nobody did. The Rams had the highest scoring offense, and the Patriots, they had the ability to score pretty much whenever they wanted. But, you know, it's a different story this year. Both teams have crazy amount of weapons.
Oh, fuck it. Rosters are stacked.
I mean, it's ridiculous on the offensive side of the ball for both teams.
And defense.
Sammy Watkins, by the way, take the over on 3.5 for receptions in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little, you know, before that goes up too high, eat it at 3.5. You don't want to see it go to 5 before the kickoff.
And then you're
reaching, okay? I will say this. If I've said it once, I've said it twice. I will say it again. Take the over in the national anthem this year.
Oh, yeah.
Take the over.
You never take the under.
Well, actually, I took the under last year with Aretha Franklin, and I got it because I knew she was going to be a short-winded fat bitch. So I kind of – just a little bit of recon. You're not really handicapping. Just doing a little bit of research.
You know, R.I.P.
As a matter of fact, let's see who actually is singing the national anthem of the Super Bowl this year. Other things to look out for, Emmanuel Sanders, past 3 games – he hasn't had more than 3 receptions or 30 yards. This game, I think he'll have over on both. Heard it here first. Oh, Damian Williams, the reception right now, I think, is 3.5 as well for him.
Mm-hmm.
Take it. Take the over on that.
How many times do you think Patrick Mahomes will be sacked, if any?
Bosa's going to get to him at least one time.
Yeah, at least once. That's so, what I'm thinking too.
He gets sacked one time.
Okay, sacked one time.
-1.
Travis Kelce with the game winner. I can see it right now.
The fucking little goal line bullshit they like to do where he just throws it off and he's like barely by the goal line, but then he catches it and just falls over. Yeah. He's like already on the way down.
Yeah. He's literally
just fucking,
yeah, yards after catch is the lowest.
And then Patty just sidearms it. And it's going to be like on Emmanuel Mosley. And then we're going to have to deal with that.
A slow-mo, number 41.
Emmanuel just fucking getting dicked on the primetime big stage.
Yeah, it's rough shit right there.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
I don't think it will. Hopefully not.
Who is singing? I'm ADD, fuck off.
Okay. Celine Dion.
Demi Lovato.
Whoa.
Take the fucking over. This long-winded dude, they might have to like cut to a commercial break.
They might have to leave.
I can't tell you the last time she had Spotlight. Oh, wait. What? Was she in Cats? If she was, nobody fucking saw it.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even realize that movie was live action until like 6 days ago. I was tripping.
Yeah, we got to see James Corbin be a fat pussy. He was also in Cats. All right, hang on. What? I don't know if she's in Cats or not. Who gives a fuck? All I'm saying is she's going to take this time to be there forever. This is her time to shine.
And stop drinking wine.
Well, she's probably going to have a couple of Zannies. If I know Demi Lovato like I know Demi Lovato, she's going to reconnect with one of her old exes or some shit. And then she's going to get way, way, way too intoxicated before the national anthem. She's going to take 2 hours, and it's going to be the easiest money I ever made. Now, how I'm going to fuck myself is I'm going to parlay it with, like, tails in the coin toss or something.
Yeah.
Just thinking, you know, it's all, we're going to get big, and then nothing.
Are there any weird prop bets?
Nothing to show for nothing.
Like, okay. Will Andy Reid have crumbs on his sweater, you know, or something? I don't know.
Not that I can remember. I'm thinking. Yes. There was Samuel for the 49ers. I think it was like over 50 yards or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably take that. Might get lucky. Kittle. I mean, like, there's the obvious ones.
Yeah.
Your Tyree Kills. He's averaged, I think, like 100 yards or some shit.
Yeah.
Which take the under in that. If it, I mean, I don't think it'll be that high. Probably knowing them, they'll put it at like a 68, like something odd.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. And you take the over on that. But that's, you know, hey, it's neither here nor there. We don't know. If it's called gambling, not winning. That's what we do.
It's called gambling, son.
That's a fact, though. Yeah,
that's a good way to look at it.
I wanted, obviously, different teams to be in the Super Bowl. But I'll take this. I just want to see a good game. I don't want to see any bullshit. I don't want to see a blowout. I don't want to see the refs fuck it up. I don't want the power to go out. I just want it to be a normal, good football game. Like, the Georgia-Alabama national championship game was probably the best football game I've ever seen, like, in terms of the big stage, how everything played out.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Just every aspect of it.
Alabama missed a field goal
last
second.
And there was
some
questionable calls in that game, don't get me wrong. But, yes, and I don't know. I just want to see a good, wholesome pigskin match.
Good old Super Bowl. Classic Lombardi.
Classic. Great. Classic. I want Patrick Mahomes to smoke a cigarette at the halftime.
Drink a beer.
In honor of Lynn Dawson.
Yep. Should.
He should.
Why not? I need to know.
Hey, does anybody have any cigarettes? Hey, Tyree. That girl you just robbed, did she have any cigarettes in her purse?
And then Andy Reid's like, oh, he's got like eating steak.
Yeah. He's got like some shit in his mustache. His fucking like pepper and just all these different seasonings.
And only his dick has a Hawaiian shirt on. He's just naked, but like somebody made him a knitted dick sweater. Hawaiian dick sweater.
A dweater.
Shirt. It buttoned up. It had buttons on it.
It's dweater weather.
Yeah. It's dick sweater weather.
Yeah.
Yes.
You understand.
Absolutely. What I don't understand is how anybody, all right, come on.
It's only in our heads.
Is how anybody could think the 49ers will win the Super Bowl. I'm putting the house
on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm that confident.
I mean, dude, unless Patrick Mahomes breaks his leg, God forbid, the second play, yeah. I don't see it going any other way.
Yeah. The barring injury, I think that they're the one.
Now, their defense, the 49ers, they're gonna put up a good fight for a second, but, I mean, eventually that sidearm, no-looking pass is going to get them.
They're good. The 49ers are good, but the Green Bay Packers were a fraud. They shouldn't have been playing them. It should have been the Saints. Everybody knows that. And, you know, Drew Brees decided to have the worst play of his career right then, and I'll, you know, right yeah. before regulation.
That's what goats
on the
do.
Drive that would have saved the game. But that's – no, it's not. But that's okay because he is a goat, and he's going to show up for it this year. He's going to redeem himself. It's all going to be okay.
Yep.
I'm talking myself into
it. Next year it's going to be Drew Brees and Tom Brady, wherever the fuck he is, and they're going to make it, and they're going to be playing the Super Bowl against each other.
I think Tom Brady might back up Drew Brees.
And they're just going to be fucking – getting over each other in the Super Bowl with who's got
that's
the
what
most
I'm
touchdown
hearing.
Passes.
I have sources saying that Tom Brady will be Drew Brees' backup next year.
Who are those sources?
That doesn't matter. Why would I say that?
Fucking Helter Skelter or something?
No, that doesn't matter. What matters is this. Tom Brady will be the backup to Drew Brees in the 2021 season.
If that happens.
That would never happen, but if it does, I've got the sound bite.
Yeah, you got the proof.
I've got the proof that I said that came out of my mouth.
Tom Brady will be playing for the Tennessee Titans in the 2020 season.
There's a huge chance that actually happens.
I just think the formula is perfect for him. I'm not even saying that because I like the Titans. It's just
There's the familiarity.
You got your
and
old teammate as a coach.
The playbook is, which, I mean, if Tom Brady wanted to change something, they would change something.
Yeah.
But I think that right now he could come in. He's got weapons.
I mean, the team made it to the AFC Championship without him, beat him. So it's right. Like if he picked him up, it's, you know, offensive line's good enough to run the ball and keep you safe.
And, I mean, they can draft some defense, make some free agency, some pickups, maybe some trades.
Get rid of Malcolm Butler, free up a little cap space, get rid of Mariota.
No. Well, Malcolm Butler I would keep, me personally. But Mariota, yeah, you should have got rid of him. I've been saying that for 5 years.
Yeah, well, you know. We love him. He's sweet.
Why? Nice okay, guy. Dude, I've never understood that. It's like, all right, dude, if this was a fucking popularity who's awesome TV show contest, yeah, that's cool. But nobody gives a shit if you're a good player or not, or a good person or not, and you suck.
Well, I mean, really, they were just waiting on him, thinking and anticipating him he was going to develop.
That
and
doesn't
he
matter. Though what matters is you, like, think about it. If an athlete is very, very good, he can be a shitty person and get away with it just because he's so good.
Oh, yeah.
OJ murdered people.
Mike Vick.
But guess what? He had 11,000 yards. Hey, he didn't hurt people, only pit bulls. Which, if you're going to kill any dog, I didn't say it. I'm not saying it. You take that how you want it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay? Look, hey, fuck off. I don't care. Fuck you. What, I'm going to get my calf ripped off on a Tuesday because I reached for the remote too fast? Fuck out of here, Jack. Not doing it. All I'm saying is, people got to realize that if you're good, I'm not saying be a shitty person. I'm just saying this is how it works.
Yeah.
From what I've seen.
Yeah.
You're good, you can do whatever. You're bad,
you get kicked off.
You're not going to do anything.
Or, I mean, just like fucking the Aaron Hernandez thing. Fucking killed two people a month later, signs
a huge contract. Well, nobody
knew that.
Nobody knew he killed
them. Yeah, I know, but it's just kind of crazy.
No,
that was crazy. That's fucking
crazy. It's insane.
Crazy.
By the way, if you haven't watched that shit yet, what are you doing? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. You need to watch it.
A mom casually being like, if you'd have just given me that $1 million. $1 million? Bitch. $1 million.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. Worst mom
and
in the world.
And this is an outsider looking in? Right. If it wasn't for her, probably wouldn't have been
none of that shit would have probably happened.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have been a murder.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have been a murder. His yeah, that was bullshit.
I mean, his dad dying was the first thing, but yeah. How she handled it and what she did after that,
horrible.
Not good.
No,
not good. Now, granted, everybody makes their own choices. There's no excuse for that. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, I get it. I'm not siding with Aaron Hernandez. He's a piece of shit. Shouldn't have done that. I'm just saying you can see how shit spiraled out of control quickly.
Yeah,
he obviously didn't do anything to stop it or help it, but neither did anybody else. Yeah. You got the fucking Pouncey twins. Say
free Aaron Hernandez. Yeah.
Okay. You know. And Janoris Jenkins.
Yeah.
Was that, on that Florida team.
Yeah, that
Florida
whole
team
was crazy. You got had coaches on that team that were bullshit. And then right. You had Urban Meyer. And then you got Tebow who's
we love Jesus
yeah,
though.
He's
yeah, all right. Janoris Jenkins has dead bodies magically appear in his basement. So you know, hey, Jesus hung out with prostitutes.
Yeah.
Hanging out with murderers.
Yeah. And Riley Cooper's on that team.
Is Tim
Racist
Tebow
Riley
Jesus?
Cooper.
Is he modern day Jesus? That's what we want to know. Now, you'd have to think Jesus would have better than 113 batting average in single A ball. But.
He could get out there in sandals
maybe
and
not.
Just go, ha!
Yeah, he just.
Yeah.
Snap. And then, like, players would be on the bases that were, like, just in the dugout. They'd be like, what the fuck? He's like, it's a grand slam. Like, nobody was there. And he's like, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
And then
everybody's like, what, I don't remember. And then he's like, and then they remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all fucked.
Exactly. But that's okay because you know what? It's all fucked, but we have each other. We do have each other.
We do. And you know what else is fucked?
What?
The Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty fucked.
Yep. So one team has caused three teams to get rid of their managers. The Mets and the Red Sox were the other two. I'm hearing the Houston might sign a new GM. I don't know if it's finalized or not, but Dusty Baker is being rumored to be the new owner.
I've seen that as well. Yeah, it.
It's all up here, baby.
Yeah. Stemming from the members of the Houston Astros organization illegally stealing signs of opposing teams using technology during the 2007 and 2018 seasons.
Yep.
The story was originally reported by Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drillich by The Athletic in November 2019.
Per The Athletic.
Fears, a pitcher who played for the Astros in 2017, told The Athletic that the Astros used a video camera in center field to steer opposing team signs. MLB opened a media investigation to the allegations in January 2020, confirmed that the Astros illegally used camera systems to steal signs during the 2017 regular season and postseason. Mm-hmm. During which they won the World Series, as well as a part of the 2018 season, the MLB found no evidence of illicit sign stealing in the 2019 season in which the Astros advanced to and lost the World Series. As a result of all this, the Astros were fined $5 million and are forfeited their first and second round picks in the 2020 and 2021 drafts. And general manager Jeff Lunho and field manager A.J. Hinch were suspended for the entire 2020 season for failing to prevent the rules violations.
They then were fired.
Yeah, then they're fired. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and then, yeah. Investigation also determined that Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora helped mastermind the Astros sign stealing while serving as Hinch's bench coach in 2017. Cora mutually parted ways.
They also used a monitor in the dugout and Apple Watches.
Yep.
And beeping and clapping and beating on drums.
Yep.
And trash cans.
Correct.
Yes.
Carlos Beltran, who had been hired to manage the New York Mets in November 2019.
Fucking Mets.
And was the only player from the 2017 season who was specifically named in the report, also mutually parted ways with the Mets in the same week. Guilty.
Look, let's be real, though. Let's be real. Let's all slow down and think real fast. Let's think. Are we surprised?
No.
Are we surprised?
That there's cheating in sports?
No. Right. Well, no. Not just that, but baseball. Because baseball is a sport with integrity. And it's all about time and tradition.
Yeah.
And we're not going to change a lot. Yeah. We're going to keep it simple.
Come get
you. I'm going to just wipe my chest twice, pick a booger, and then slap my knee. And if I do that, still second.
Hey, man, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
It's simple. It's a simple guy. If I grab my nuts twice and pull on my left earlobe, you better be stealing.
You best know what that means.
And God damn it, if I see Jorge or Chiata or whoever the fuck behind that home plate, okay, and I see 2-1-2-3, I know somehow, okay, they're going to be throwing an inside sink, inside fastball on the low left corner. How?
2-2-3.
How, Skip?
Listen, Skip.
How,
listen,
Skip?
Listen.
Skip, how?
I don't understand how baseball nowadays.
It's honestly, no, I'm being 100% honest. We fucking knew this. And you think those are the only three teams involved? Do you think that's the only three teams involved?
There's probably
other teams right now are sitting
hoping,
back
like, Oh, shit.
God damn.
Yeah, the sanctions were the most severe that the MLB has ever issued against a member club and are among the most severe sanctions for an in-game misconduct in baseball history.
And this is easily I don't know of any scandal that's caused three teams to allegedly the same scandal. Now, the Red Sox are still being investigated. That case is not open and shut. They are still being investigated. They're going to bounce back. They're the Red Sox. Mets, they're fucked severely, and they have been forever.
Yeah.
Astros, they probably would have never won that shit if it wasn't for all that stuff.
So they're back to mediocrity.
And Jose Altuve, man, like, it makes shit so less cool. Like, Jose Altuve slapping that fucking walk-off against the Yankees. Yes.
It makes it like that, like, yeah, you're right. It makes it, just takes the value out of it.
Dude, because, like, that was legendary. When I saw that, I was like, yo, this 5'7 little Hispanic guy just jetted this shit in crunch time.
Yeah.
Like, the most clutch time ever in your life. Right. Two outs. Like,
but that was, like, 10 seconds before he got a ding on his Apple Watch.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's – or somebody glared him in the eye with a mirror, and he was like, yes, inside fastball. Bam.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know how it went down, but it is – it's discouraging, but it's not surprising.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not surprising, but it is kind of like, fuck, man. Like, why would you do that? And then you do have the guys. And Mark Teixeira, I heard talk about this. You've got the guys who, like, that could have been the Yankees. That could have been the Dodgers. That could have been so many people who weren't cheating that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're the fucking Yankees, so they're doing something. Yo, who are you getting all this money from? The money fairy?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right? And I
this is my thing.
That.
This is my thing. And it honestly does beg the question. And this goes for every major organization. As time goes on, and this shit's going to get crazier, dude. There's going to end up being a hat with a camera on it and some shit. So it's
Lenny
like,
Dykstra is going to somehow be involved.
Yeah. Like, my thing is, do these organizations embrace or shy away from technology?
I mean, I think technology is naturally going to integrate itself into any aspect of life.
I mean, baseball, not even 8 years ago, had no instant replay. Now there's instant replay in baseball.
They had instant replay 10 years ago.
No, but they were the last sport to do it, and they like that, where they could change a call from safe or out.
I see what you're saying.
They could overrule.
They could review.
I mean, they always had instant replay. They had replay in the fucking 60s.
No, but I'm saying review the play.
Yeah, review the play.
Challenge
it, change the call, whatever, yeah.
It could be a ref's challenge.
Yes. But used to, they'd be like, oh, that dude's obviously safe. Right. Nothing you can fucking do
right.
about it. Yeah.
No, and I mean, think about how many bad calls were made there. I remember that Detroit Tigers pitcher got fucked out of a no-hitter, and then the call was returned. It was a perfect game. One of the two. I was like 9 or 10, but it was a while ago, and I just remember that being like, fuck, dude. Like, clearly he was out.
Yeah.
And that just ruined. It was like the eighth inning, too.
It just sucks because of the stats. You know, it just fucks.
Well, I mean, that's people want to say that the numbers don't lie, but then why do you celebrate everything? Why do you celebrate being first in points? Why do you celebrate breaking a record? Why do you celebrate LeBron passing Kobe? Which, unfortunately, that's what we're going to end with. I'll start off by saying this. If you don't know this by now,
You live under a fucking rock.
Yeah. Go get back in the box that you've been in.
Yeah.
It's
probably safer.
So, Kobe Bryant passed away Sunday,
along with his daughter Gianna.
Yes, and seven others.
Yes,
yeah,
seven others. There was a baseball coach. There's
his wife, his daughter.
There was a mom and her daughter,
and then another mom.
Yeah, the pilot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really. It's one of those things where it's devastating.
Me and you were sitting here. It definitely.
I didn't
sent
know what
shockwaves through the.
I didn't know
world.
What to say. I didn't know how to feel.
Yeah.
I still don't. Honestly, it's a fucked up situation because, you know, why Kobe is kind of what, why now, why not Adam Silver? I don't know. I'm not saying, you know, whatever. I'm just saying it's just one of those things where you never would have even imagined that happened. Yeah. And it shows you in reality how short life is and how you got to take you got to cherish everything.
Yeah.
You can't just coast through life and think that you have time.
Yeah.
Because you don't. Yeah. You don't have time.
Well, it just shows you right then and there that no one's in control.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. You can't bet on anything. You can't bet on time. Like, your plans aren't going to go the way you think. And that's why, like, whatever you're mad about or anything like that, it just, I don't know, put shit into perspective. Like, damn. Like, mm-hmm. Like everything, his whole legacy, everything he's ever done is gone, and like everything he's leaving behind still here, and it's just like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah.
It's definitely the biggest sports loss, in my opinion, sports world's ever seen.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
definitely.
I don't know of any death that has come at a more untimely, like just the circumstances, everything. Like, there's not anything that made sense about it. And he's used a helicopter for fucking ever.
Yeah.
He's one of the first people in LA to just be like, I'm going to fucking commute with a helicopter all the time.
Yeah.
Probably not one of the first, but he's in an elite group.
Yeah, an elite group, for
it's like
sure.
Like him, Harvey Weinstein, and like Joe Rogan, for whatever reason.
Harvey?
Yeah, I'm sure, dude, if he could get girls to just slurp him up whenever he made them, I'm sure he could make somebody.
If he could get girls.
Yeah, I'm sure he could make a helicopter driver drive him around.
Yeah. If he could get girls to slurp him up when he made them.
Right, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Glad you picked up on that one. But no, it's tragic. And obviously, thoughts and prayers go out to that family and everybody involved. But we didn't want to start off with that because that kind of puts a damper on everything.
Yeah.
And I really didn't want
to
think about it.
And if you didn't know, and now you're crying the whole rest of the podcast. So.
And don't take any of the jokes you say seriously, because if you do, you know what I'm
saying. It's only going to hurt you.
You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But no, we love you. And we'll see you next Thursday, actually. We'll see you Thursday. 2 days. If we can get it together. Na, 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 na. Hey, tell everybody that you love them. And love yourself. Don't Absolutely. Whatever you're mad about, don't be mad about it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. And hey, August 24th, National Kobe Day. Fuck it.
National Kobe Day.
We're naming it. Hey, and guess what? His birthday is 8/23.
Yeah. So that's Carly's birthday.
Really?
August 23rd.
Shout out.
Shout out Carly and
Shout
Kobe.
Shout out Carly B.
Yep.
We love you.
Peace.